On any given day, we have transactions with people that don't go beyond business, but occasionally a relationship develops, even a dependence. This happened to commentator Lawrence Kushner.
We all have people who are even less than acquaintances. They carry on their anonymous lives at the outermost edge of our circles of awareness. Beyond them are only faceless strangers, but they are part of our lives. That is who this woman is for me, less than an acquaintance. She works one of the counters at LaGuardia, where I catch the shuttle home after teaching my weekly seminar for rabbinic students. Maybe every third or fourth trip I wind up in her line. A few years ago, I accidentally gave her the wrong credit card, the one that instead of saying Lawrence Kushner said Rabbi Lawrence Kushner. "Oh," she said with a deferent smile, involuntarily caressing the Jewish star on her necklace, "it's a pleasure to meet you, Rabbi." I forgot all about it, but she didn't. I wound up in her line again a few weeks ago. After our routine business, I went over to select a few complimentary magazines before they called my flight. But this time, I realized that she had walked over to the giveaway rack, too. I smiled, and then, as if she were completing a drop for the CIA, while pretending to the rest of the commuters in the departure lounge as if she were merely choosing a magazine, she leaned over and, without looking at me, whispered, "Rabbi, my husband's out of work." I recognized the code at once. It was the emergency rabbi signal. "I understand," I nodded, and gave her the secret countersign. "Do you know his Hebrew name?" I knew she would. "I will be glad to include him in my prayers." There were tears in her eyes as she spoke it. I might as well have said, "Don't worry about a thing. The old fixeroo is in." But then she said something that surprised even me. It seemed both at once hopeful and greedy, pious and selfish, something maternal, primal, sacred. "And my two children, Rabbi. One is ill, and the other just doesn't seem to know what to do with his life. Would it be too much? Could you perhaps, I know you're so busy, mention their names too, please?" So many names to mention, so many holy requests, from people we hardly know, less than acquaintances. You don't have to be a rabbi to include someone else's names in your prayers. It couldn't hurt.
Lawrence Kushner is a rabbi in Sudbury, Massachusetts. He comes to us with help from member station WBUR in Boston.